With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A communications blackout in the Gaza Strip, now on its second day. Meanwhile, a funeral service has been held for a second Israeli woman whose body was found in Gaza after she had been held hostage by Hamas.
When, I don't know, but it will be rather soon than later.
And the UN says that from today, no humanitarian aid will be able to enter Gaza from the Rafah crossing because of the lack of fuel.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell. Ukraine's Marine Corps says it has secured multiple bridgeheads on the eastern bank of the Dnieper River in the Kherson region in fighting it described as having caused thousands of Russian casualties. Also at SRNNews.com, House Ethics Committee Chairman Michael Guess motioned to expel Representative George Santos, marking the third attempt to oust the embattled lawmakers, also facing 23 federal criminal charges.
The resolution came a day after the House Ethics Panel released its scathing report on its investigation into Santos. The House is likely to vote on the measure soon after the Thanksgiving recess. If expelled, Santos would become the sixth lawmaker ever removed from the House and the first without having been convicted on criminal charges or accused of being disloyal to the union.
Congressional correspondent Edwin Mora. Repairs to an elevated L.A. freeway closed because of an arson fire are moving faster than expected. All lanes scheduled to be reopened by next Tuesday. The Dow is ahead 2 points and the Nasdaq is up 16 points. This is SRN News. Christians give more than non-Christians.
According to a new study from the American Bible Society, a higher percentage of people who are regular churchgoers donate to charity than do those who are unchurched. The report indicates 91% of people in church-going households gave money last year, compared to 52% of the unchurched. ABS also reveals that regular church attendees donate more cash than their unchurched fellow Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A St. Louis judge has heard arguments in a lawsuit challenging Missouri's abortion ban on the grounds that lawmakers who passed the measure imposed their religious beliefs on others. The lawsuit was filed by Americans United for Separation of Church and State and the National Women's Law Center in the state. It seeks a permanent injunction barring the state from enforcing its abortion statute. This is SRN News. A human rights activist in Belarus has gone on a hunger strike. Keith Peters reports.
He's in prison protesting against Alexander Lukashenko's repressive government. Alexander Vasechek was sentenced to 15 days of administrative arrest after he was convicted on charges of distributing extremist materials. It's a charge which Belarus authorities have frequently used to detain activists recently. There were mass protests in Belarus during Alexander Lukashenko's disputed election in 2020, and the West and opposition said they were fraudulent. Since then, Belarusian authorities have detained more than 35,000 people, many of whom have reportedly been tortured while in custody. Keith Peters reporting.
At least 130 people have died in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia. This following heavy rains causing torrential flooding. More stories at SRNNews.com.